Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, being back on the show. Bill is a longtime brain trust member, going all the way back to the year 2000. That means more than 15 years. He's been sharing his wisdom and reporting to us on the Index of Small Business Optimism, the NFIB's index. He's been conducting the gold standard for small business sentiment for more than 40 years now, and he's just one of the great resources of our time. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Good to have you back, Bill. Thank you for all your great work. So I'm looking at your index this month.
And yeah, no news.
It's just kind of like more of the same, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
And more of the same, and the same is not... It wasn't great.
The same, right? Was not great. Yeah, the index, you know, hardly changed from July, which we thought would be the case. You know, we didn't see anything that would make it change very much, and it didn't. It only went up half a point, which is, you know, really nothing. It means that over 10 questions, the percentage giving a positive answer went up 5 points. You know, which is nothing.
And most of these responses were probably well in advance of what happened at the end of the month.
Yeah, about two-thirds of them were before the 20th. So it's possible that what happened in the stock market might have depressed the last third. You know, unfortunately, now that I've got a few moments, we released the data, of course, on Tuesday, and I'll have a little bit of time. I'll look at the 700 interviews, and I'll divide them up between before the 20th or so. I'll pick the date and after and see if there's any difference. Otherwise, we're going to pick it up in the September data. But think about it. You know, I'm sure it's bad news to see the stock market, go on its ups and downs like that. But most of our members, at least in NFIB, I think, have most of their capital invested in their own firm, not
right.
Somebody else's firm.
Well, that's right. I did poll my audience about that. And I asked them in our online poll. I said, what are you more worried about? Are you more worried about your portfolio? Are you more worried about your business and the economy? And a little over a third said that they were more worried about their stock portfolio than a little bit less than that said they were more worried about the business. And the thing is, though, is I had just got through telling them that this wasn't like 2008, so don't get too upset about it. So maybe they were listening to me, Bill. I don't know.
They were. I'm just happy to hear that many of them have a stock portfolio.
I was too.
Outside of their own business.
I was.
Bless their hearts.
I was surprised. 18% said, "I wish my business was doing well enough for me to have a stock portfolio."
Yeah, there you go. That's the whole key.
I thought it'd be higher than that, but no, that's exactly right. And it'll be interesting to see how. By the time your September numbers go out and come, your queries go out and your numbers come in, hopefully things will have been settled down enough where maybe there won't be too much panic in the numbers.
Yeah, I don't see it around that much panic. And of course we plunged a lot of 1,000 points or so, and then made it all kind of back up, and then we went down and up. There's just going to be a lot of volatility in the market, but there's, reported profits aren't really looking very different. They're going to be a little more tame probably in the fourth quarter, but, for the big firms, and that's the ones whose, stock we have, right?
Right.
So,
well, consumers...
I don't think it's going to do that much.
Our customers, consumer sentiment hasn't been great either, has it?
It hasn't. It went down a little bit. The University of Michigan survey showed it going down a point or two, and on on a quarterly basis, it's been going down a little bit. But still, you know, they're not overwhelmingly happy. You still have that situation where, you know, twice as many people think government policy is bad as think it's good. So that's a really, I mean, that's an amazing situation, you know, to have that many people thinking that the government, what the government is doing to manage our economy is no good. But that's the way
Bill,
it is.
In my lifetime, in my career, I've been paying attention to the economy pretty hard since the late '60s, and I've never seen a period of time like this where the U.S. economy was in these kinds of doldrums. Have you?
No, it's been a long time since we've had the spring like this. That's for sure.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to get into some of the details about the report and give you an idea about what your peers are saying. And then we're going to talk about what the Fed's going to do next week at the end of our visit with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Dream lover, so
I don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.